This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Black immigrants have quadrupled since 1980, and African immigrants have also risen 137% from 2000 to 2013, equaling almost 4 million in the USA. Deutsche Bank is now facing a record fine of $1.5 billion for manipulating international interest rates. The Obama administration rule is expected to tighten safety requirements and blowout preventers for the oil industry. The industry standard devices that are the last line of protection to stop explosions in undersea oil and gas wells, similar to the BP disaster. In 2010, the Interior Department announced new regulations on drilling well casings, and in 2011, it announced new regulations on the cementing of wells. Louisiana's governor, Bobby Jindal, and presidential candidate says he will not release 2 terms worth of work-related emails. 7 of the 10 fastest-growing counties are in the South, as are 70 of the fastest-growing 100 counties. The number of college graduates rose from 2003 to 2013 by 50% in Charlotte, North Carolina, 35% in Baton Rouge, Nashville, and Tampa. President Obama and President Raul Castro have their first face-to-face meeting when leaders get together in Latin America. This will be the first in 50 years. Medicine by telephone has been limited by the medical board in Texas. Pew Research, based on 25,000 interviews, finds that Democrats retain a 9% advantage among adult Americans who have a party identification, 48% to 39%. 28 million Americans will buy freshwater fishing licenses this year. 8 million will be trout and salmon anglers. China has developed a surveillance tool similar to the ones employed by the U.S. and U.K., which allows them to redirect all web traffic to another site, as described by Edward Snowden's leaks. They use the tool more for censorship than spying. General Electric has announced that it is getting out of the banking business, where it is too big to fail with GE Capital, and concentrating on its manufacturing and repatriating its profits to the U.S. at the same time. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.